Regarding the idea that I mentioned that there is, in order to be able to fulfill the highest level, a person should avoid any type of machloket. Says the quoted over here, the Gemara Masechet Baba Kama says, Mande Bai Lemihavel Chasida, somebody who wants to be a Chasid, a pious person, says, Lekayem Mili de Berachot, supposed to fulfill all the halachic aspects on different points of Berachot, and we should try our utmost not to get involved with Machloket. So therefore, that I mentioned yesterday, being that a person, let's say, wants to have date, or wants to have raisin, wants to have olive, wants to have, let's say, applies to also pistachios. Either you should have something, the chadchila, a person should have the entire amount, 1 ounce, within 7.5 minutes, or don't have one berry, don't have one grape, don't have it. So therefore, say the beracha on the complete piece, eat half, wait when you swallow, eat the other half. So that would be in order to be able to avoid machloket. But let's say you had one grape, and you don't have any more. Somebody had a doubt about it, so I wanted to emphasize that there is no beracha acharona, even though that there is an opinion that one entity unto itself does require having paskin that not. So you have to have a kazayit, which is announced within 7.5 minutes. So the best would be to try to avoid it. Now, I wanted to mention some of the things that do combine. Let's imagine when it says, Boreperi ha'et, Boreperi adama. So as long as the beracha acharona is the same, let's say for apples and oranges, and for potatoes and tomatoes. So let's say you have a piece of this, a piece of that. You said ha'et and ha'adama. At the end of the day, if you had within 7.5 minutes, all together, 1 ounce of all these fruits and vegetables mixed together, you do say bonen nefashot. We look at whether the beracha acharona is all the same or not. And once it is all the same, then they do combine. However, liquid and solid don't combine. So let's say you had 1.5 ounces of liquid, 2 ounces of liquid. So, and also, let's say, less than 1 ounce of solid. So there is nothing. There is no combination. There is no beracha acharona. When it comes to liquid, also, by the way, there is an additional stringency if you want to make sure that you don't get involved with machloket. As long as any amount you drink for the sake of drinking, except water, that does not have a taste, any type of a water that a person drinks because of dehydration, let's say, or because you're exercising, because you're mountain climbing, and the person is supposed to constantly be drinking, otherwise his life would be at risk. So therefore, or because of diet purposes, or because, let's say, a person became emotional and is shedding tears, and he or she is drinking water in order to be able to calm himself down. So any of these things, you don't say beracha. Or let's say you want to take a pill, and you have to drink it with water. No beracha at all whatsoever. The only time that for water you'd say beracha is if you are thirsty. Other than that, no beracha. Then there is, as I mentioned, there is no combining drinking of different types of liquid together with eating. Each of them have to have sufficient amount. I was mentioning this point. Regarding drinking, also you should try, let's say you're having apple juice, orange juice, grape juice, or let's say sodas, whatever it is. You should either lechatchila try to have less than 1 ounce or more than 3 ounces in 1 shot or 2 shot. Less than 1 ounce, for sure there is no bracha. More than 3 ounces, for sure there is beracha acharona. And between 1 and 3 ounces, the machloket. So in order to be able to avoid it, this is how you should try to behave. So regarding mezonot and also hamotzi, you say you have, let's say, 1/2 ounce of mezonot, 1/2 ounce of hamotzi, there is no beracha acharona. Because at the end of the day, mezonot is al hamichya, hamotzi is birkat hamazon. So there is no beracha acharona because, as I mentioned, the berachot acharonot are different from one another.